Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. Good morning. It's 7:08 on the Faith Radio Network. Let's get healthy for heaven's sake, shall we? We're going to talk with our guest. It's hard to call her a guest these days. Lisa Marone joins us here momentarily. You know, just to put this in context, if you're like me, your parents and your grandparents, when they were prescribed medications from the doctor, got the little hard copy prescription. They say, okay, well, take this into the drugstore and get it filled. And no questions asked. We do what the doctor tells us and we move on. Not so much with me, perhaps not so much with you and others in our generation of adults. We need to question. We need to ask the tough questions in some cases. We need to be proactive and get as much information as we can. So how about when we're prescribed cholesterol medication? What sort of things should we be looking for? Lisa Marone from lisamarone.com. She joins us now on the guest line. Lisa, welcome back to our program. And tell us what's going on here with cholesterol medication, things that maybe we don't find out about at the doctor's appointment.
Yeah, good morning, Austin. You know, high cholesterol, it seems to be all the rage today. More and more of my patients are coming in, and when I'm taking their
Wait a minute. I have to ask a clarifying question. High cholesterol is all the rage, or high cholesterol medication?
Well, kind of both.
Okay.
You know, we have many people getting a little bit healthier, for heaven's sake. They're getting their they're getting to their doctors when they're supposed to, and a lot of them are getting diagnosed with high cholesterol.
Yes.
And so their doctors are putting them on high cholesterol medications. And some of them take it seriously and take their medications, and others don't. But, you know, one of the things that I wanted just to start with is to say, listen, high cholesterol is kind of like having pebbles in the water that's running through your house pipes. You know, that's going to abrade the inside of your pipes and eventually wear them down. Your body's filled with vessels which are like pipes, but they're soft tissues. And so when we have these hard little cholesterol rocks bumping up against the walls, we have a lot of internal damage. And that's why it's really important, if your doctor does prescribe high cholesterol medication, to take him seriously and do take it. But like you said, Austin, there's some things that we really need to be kind of have an eye out for while you're on those medications.
Sure. Lisa Marone, she's a physical therapist, an author, and lecturer. She joins us regularly here on the Faith Radio Network. So we get the prescription. We want to take the doctor's advice seriously, but we need to be conscientious and ask questions and be proactive ourselves. Where do we begin in that process, Lisa?
Yeah, one of the first things to know is that there are some dietary things that you may be eating that are counterproductive to your high cholesterol medication. First of all, some of the brand names of high cholesterol medicines that you may be on are Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, and these medications, we ingest them and they need to be absorbed through our body, through our intestines and our gut. And if we are eating grapefruits or drinking grapefruit juice, there's a chemical in the grapefruit that's going to block the absorption of these high cholesterol medications, these statin drugs, from our gut, and it's significantly going to reduce its effectiveness.
See, now that's kind of counterintuitive. That's kind of counterintuitive. I mean, grapefruit, my goodness, that's supposed to be healthy and good for us.
Right, it's high in vitamin C. It's a super thing to have, except if you're on these statin medications. And so sometimes people either listen with half an ear to the warnings that their doctors give them, or you kind of have that white coat syndrome where you just go deaf in the doctor's office, you know, after he says you have to take medication, you don't remember anything else after that.
Mm-hmm.
So if he has told you that, or if you don't remember that, if you're on a statin medication, stay away from grapefruit juice. You can have any other kind of citrus, but it's a special thing in grapefruit that is going to block that absorption.
Very interesting. Lisa Marone with us here on the Faith Radio Network. So we want to be careful consumption of certain types of foods, grapefruit and grapefruit juice in particular, if we're prescribed these statin medications. You've also noted on your website, Lisa, that if we're not careful with this, we can actually bring about other kinds of diseases. Tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, there is a rare occurrence, but it is a real occurrence where when taking statin medications, you might start to develop a muscle damage. And that has a big, long name. It's called rhabdomyolysis. And what that basically is that in response to these statin medications, occasionally people will have muscle fiber breakdown. And when that happens, you'll feel like a sudden onset of achiness after you're taking these medications. When I say sudden, I just mean you haven't done anything to provoke that. You didn't go out and play softball or jog down the road or anything like that. No new exercise. But all of a sudden you're taking it and you're going, gosh, my arms are feeling achy, or I'm getting pains in my legs. That is a warning sign. You need to contact your doctor right away, and likely they will take you off of that medication. When your muscle tissue damages that way, it kind of all the internal portions of the muscles will go to your kidney, and it could cause kidney failure. So do take that seriously. Don't slough that off. If all of a sudden you started on this new statin medication and you're feeling this onset of muscle aching, usually in the legs and arms, you want to contact your doctor right away.
Lisa Marone, she is a physical therapist, an author, a lecturer, a public speaker. She tells us how we can get healthy for heaven's sake. We'll continue with her in just moments as we talk about a big issue that a lot of people are facing in our country today, high cholesterol. More in moments. It's the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. It's 7:14. On the Faith Radio Network, still to come later this hour, just about 20 minutes from now, I'll tell you all about a brand new version, a brand new interpretation of the Bible. Do we need a new translation of the Bible at such a time as this? There's an entrepreneurial venture underway here in the U.S. I'll give you the details, and we'll take some calls with your opinions about this coming up later this morning. Lisa Marone from lisamarone.com. That's Lisa, M-O-R-R-O-N-E.com. She's here telling us how to get healthy for heaven's sake. If you just joined us, she's got a great blog post. We'll make sure to put a link to it at myfaithradio.com about questions to ask, things to do if indeed you are prescribed cholesterol medication from your physician. Lisa, one of the things that you warn about, this is unnerving to me, and yet I'm grateful that you're speaking out about this and advising and educating people about it. That is the fact that certain kinds of prescriptions in the realm of cholesterol medication can actually cause liver damage if we're not careful. You're advising that we ask our doctor to check our liver enzymes on a regular basis. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's very important to understand what the liver does. God has created this amazing organ and tucked it up under the right side of our rib cage. And that organ is present to filter all of our blood and remove toxins. We always think of toxins as bad things, but medications actually have a good value to us, but the body still sees them as poisonous. And so it is what is going to remove those medications from your system. That's why you have to keep taking them regularly, because the body filters it out. And so if you happen to have liver damage, if you have been diagnosed with fatty liver syndrome, if you had a history maybe of alcoholism, even hepatitis C, something that has gone on in your body and has damaged your liver, you need to make sure your doctor knows that, because the statins or any medication that you take may just tax your liver to the point where you start to have elevated liver enzymes, and that's kind of a sign that your liver is not doing what it has to do, and that could be a dangerous thing, because you don't want your body to become toxic. So it's very important for those reasons. It's also important, just as a side note, Austin, that if you happen to be pregnant, you're thinking about getting pregnant, or you're nursing, most medication sites tell you not to be on statins. And so you do need to run that by either your OBGYN or your general doctor.
Lisa Marone from lisamarone.com on our guest line here on the Faith Radio Network. Lisa, talk to us for just a moment here in our final few moments. Talk to us about maybe taking proactive measures so we don't have to be prescribed cholesterol medication. You're all about the business of, as you say right there on your website, get healthy for heaven's sake. What do we need to be doing? Talk to the person who doesn't know exactly what the cholesterol level is. They haven't had any prescriptions before, but they're not as active as they should be. By the way, most of us fit into this category, I would suspect.
Yeah.
But talk to us about preventative measures, if you will.
Well, listen, I am very much a proactive, as you said, Austin. I would rather you not get sick than have to be sick and have medications prescribed to you. And so there was actually a study that came out in a medical journal called The Lancet. And what it found was that if you performed regular exercise, which is about 150 minutes of some kind of heart-elevating exercise a week, that your cholesterol would be lower than if you went on one of these statin medications. Okay, so a lot of times people just say, I'm just going to take this pill and I'll be fine. Well, that's not necessarily true. You'd be more fine if you went out and exercised, apparently, than if you had taken this medication, as long as you're doing it on a regular basis. And so exercise and eating a cholesterol-fighting diet, something that's going to decrease the amount of refined sugars that you eat, white breads, white pastas, white rice, those sorts of things are going to protect against cardiovascular disease. Remember, as we started the first segment, I was talking about these fleshy pipes that your cholesterol and blood run through, your vessels. Now, if you eat poorly and you have this insulin resistance that will build up and you're eating, you know, lots of sugar and white foods, what happens is the lining of those vessels become very irritated and hypersensitive. It's kind of like a mother at the end of the day who's been staying all day in her home with her toddlers. You know, she's just like on her last nerve. And your vessels will get like that. And so when that cholesterol bumps into it, instead of there being a minor scrape, the vessel wall will react in an exaggerated way and it will build up all this plaque. And that's what swells and closes up that vessel. And so it's really important in cardiovascular disease. It's more important to eat well and exercise than it is to reduce your cholesterol levels. That's what they're finding, which is really very interesting. We used to be all about cholesterol levels, and now we're more about the inflammatory state of our bodies. That's more important, cardiologists are finding.
Isn't that interesting? Lisa Marone, find her at Lisa, MORRONE.com. We'll make sure to get a link to her thoughts on this issue of cholesterol from our blog page at MyFaithRadio.com. Lisa, we will take measures to get healthy, for heaven's sake. Love what you do. Thanks very much for joining us. We'll look forward to talking again soon.
Great. Speak with you soon. Have a super day.
All right. Good to be with you. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.